Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Rebbe, the Better Through Letter, the show where we're talking how to be better through the Ramban's letter. We're going to try to keep it at the 10-minute or less, that golden mean, that golden medium we like to do in all our different shows. And we're going to try to bring different lessons with the help of the Ramban's letter, with the help of the translation and the wonderful commentary of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. So this episode, we're continuing from last episode. We did the introduction. This episode, we're talking the letter itself. We might have to break it down into a couple of lessons. We're going to try to label each one a different lesson, just in case we double up chapters or have to break a chapter in half. So the Rambam's letter begins, Shema b'ni Musar avicha ve'al titosh toras imecha. Tisa nahag tamid ledaber kol divarecha b'nacha sechol adam avachol esu v'zeh tinatzel min hakash ehimida ra'a lahacha divinei adam. Heed, my son, the disciple of your father, do not forsake the guidance of your mother. Accustom yourself to speak gently to all people at all times. This will protect you from anger, a most serious character flaw, which causes one to sin. V'chein amar rabbosinu zatzal, and so to our sages say, kol hakoes kol minei gehenim sholtin bo. Whoever flares up in anger is subject to the discipline of gehenom. Shenemar, as it says, haser kaser mi kas mi libecha v'ha'avera am mi b'saracha v'in ra ela gehenom shenemar v'gam rasha liyom ra'ah. So banish that anger, get rid of the anger, because it says, banish anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh. The evil mentioned here refers to Gehenna, as it is written, and the wicked are destined for the day of evil. And therefore, we're going to try to do a couple of lines and then translate them. It just flows a little easier. As we turn the page, hold on. Ruach Hashchina v'ziv kavod v'chaye olam haba. So let's pause here, and let's also try to see the translation. And we're talking about the wicked are destined for the day of evil. Once you've distanced yourself from anger, the quality of humility will enter your heart. The sterling quality is the finest of all admirable traits. As scripture writes, on the heels of humility comes the fear of Hashem. Through humility, the fear of Hashem will intensify in your heart, for you will always be aware of from where you have come to where you are destined to go. You'll realize that in life you are as frail as the maggot or the worm, all the more so in death. It is this sense of humility which reminds you of the one before whom you will be called for judgment, the King of Glory. Of him it is written, behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, surely not the hearts of men. Furthermore, is it written, do I not fill heaven and earth, says Hashem? After you give serious thought to these ideas, you will stand in awe of your Creator and will be guarded against sin. Once you have acquired these fine qualities, you will indeed be happy with your lot. When your actions display genuine humility, when you stand in meekly before man and fearfully before God, when you stand wary of sin, then the Spirit of God's presence will rest upon you, as well the splendor of His glory. You will live the life of the world to come. Ve'ata b'ni ra ure'e, again he's talking to his son, he's sending this letter to his son. Ve'ata b'ni ra ure'e ki hamiska'e b'libo al habrius morid hu b'malchus shamayim ki mispa'er hu b'levush malchus shamayim shenemar Hashem malach geyuz lavesh uv'amei yiska alev ha'adam im ba'osher Hashem ha'rishum asher v'im mekavad halol lelokim hu shenemar ve'osher v'rakavad melfanecha ve'ech mispa'er b'kvod kono v'im mispa'er b'chachma meisir safa le'ena amanim v'tam zekenim yikach. And then, now my son, I understand clearly that one who is prideful in his heart toward other men rebels against the sovereignty of heaven, for he glorifies himself in God's own robes, for it is written, Hashem reigns, he dons the mantle of grandeur. For indeed, of what should man be prideful? If he has wealth, it is Hashem who makes one prosperous. And if honor, does honor not belong to God? As it is written, wealth and honor come before you. How can one glorify himself with the honor of his maker? If he takes pride in wisdom, let him understand that God may remove the speech of the most competent and take away the wisdom of the age. And that's Vitam Vizakin of Yikach. Nimsa Hakol Shavelefne Amakum. Kiva apple mashpil game over a tunamak bia shefalim. Lachain hishpil atzmacha viyinascha hamakum al kin afarosh lacha ech tisnahig bimidas ha'anavel alachas bat tamir. Kol devarecha yubinachas, veroshcha kafuch. Veinecha yabitu lematir la'aretz, velibcha lemala, ve'al tabit bifnei adab bivdabercha imo. Vechol adam yeh gadom imcham beinecha vimchacham o ashir hum, alacha lachavdo, vimrash hu ve'ata ashir o chacham imenu chashov, velibcha ki ata chayav imenu vehu zakai mimcha. She'im הוא חותר הוא שוגג ואתה מזר בכל דברך ומעשיך ובמחשב עושיך ובכל איס חשוב בליבך כאילו אתה עומד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ושכינה סו עליך. Let's pause and we'll continue. For indeed, we were talking about נמצא הכל. Thus, we talked about honor belongs to God, and let him understand God may remove the speech. Thus, all men stand as equals before the Creator in His fury. He casts down the lofty, and His goodwill He elevates the downtrodden. Therefore, humble yourself, for Hashem will lift you. Thus, I shall explain to you how you may accustom yourself to the quality of humility, to walk with it always. Let your words be spoken gently. Let your head be bowed. Cast your eyes downward and your heart heavenward. When speaking, do not stare at your listener. Let all men seem greater than you in your eyes. If another is more wise or wealthy than yourself, you must show him respect. If he is poor and you are richer or wiser than he, consider that he may be more righteous than yourself. If he sins, it is the result of error, while your transgression is deliberate. In all your words, actions, and thoughts at all times, imagine in your heart that you are standing in the presence of the Holy One. Blessed is He, and that His presence rests upon you. And we're almost done. We're going to try to finish this last page, and then we'll start going verse by verse, as Rav Avraham Chaim Foyer does. Ki kvod amalei olam udvarcha yeh be'emal v'yira ke'eved lefnei rabba v'sisbayish mikol adam v'im yikracha ish al ta'anenu b'kol ram rak benachas ka'omil lefnei rabba v'havi zahir l'kros batora tamid asher tuchal l'kayima k'asher takum min ha-sefer t'chapish b'asher l'madata im yesh bo davar asher tuchal l'kayima usis. הצפון לצדיקים ובכל יום שתקראנה יענוך מן השמיים כאשר יעלה על ליבכם לשאול עד עולם אמן סלה. So then indeed the glory of Hashem fills the universe. Speak with reverence and awe like a servant who stands in the presence of his master. Act with restraint in the company of others. If one should call out to you, do not answer with a loud voice, but respond gently. In low tones as one who stands before his mentor. Take care to always study Torah diligently so that you will be able to fulfill its commands. When you rise from study, ponder carefully what you have learned. See what there is in it, which you could put into practice. Review your actions every morning and evening, and in this way live all your days in repentance. Cast external matters from your mind when you stand to pray. Carefully prepare your heart in the presence of the Holy One. Purify your thoughts and ponder your words before you utter them. Conduct yourself in these ways in all your endeavors for as long as you live. In this way you will surely avoid transgression. Your words, actions, and thoughts will be flawless. Your prayer will be pure and clear, sincere and pleasing to God, blessed as He has written. When you prepare their heart to concentrate, you are attentive to their prayers. Read this letter once a week and neglect none of it. Fulfill it and in doing so walk with it forever in the ways of Hashem. May He be blessed so that you may succeed in your ways and merit the world to come that lies hidden for the righteous. Every day that you shall read this letter, heaven shall answer your heart's desires. Amen. So now we've been through the introduction here on the BTL. We looked at the letter itself. Thanks for your patience when we go through a lot of the Hebrew and then a lot of the English. God willing, next time we'll start looking at the actual lessons chapter by chapter. Sometimes we'll double up, sometimes we'll do it in half if there's a lot of information or not. Thank you for joining us and stay with us on this special summer mini-series, the BTL, the Better Through Letter with Reb T. And this has been your host, Reb T.